Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Mark chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me." Jesus kept doing surprising things. Here we find him at the beginning of his ministry as he's doing the crucial job of recruiting followers. If it had been me, I would have waited for Simon and Andrew to have had a lunch break or to get to the end of the day, and then I've suggested to them that they might like to follow me, but not Jesus. Jesus comes to them when they're right in the middle of their busy working day. They're doing the demanding job of throwing their net into the water. They're eagerly preparing for their next catch, presumably the worst possible time to be interrupted. But Jesus has more important work for them to do. "Come, follow me," he says, and that's just what they did. Jesus comes to us right in the middle of our busy lives. Our immediate response might well be that it'd be much better if he were to wait until the weekend, or until we've got a week of holiday, or until we've sorted out some of the problems we've got at the moment. But Jesus says to us, "No, now is the time to follow me." I wonder what's happening for you today. Let me tell you this. Nothing could possibly happen in this day that is more important than hearing the loving voice of Jesus as he invites you to follow him. Whether you've followed Jesus for years or you're hearing this for the first time, Jesus is calling you. Whether you're feeling fit and well or tired and in pain, Jesus is calling you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us so much that you call us to follow you right in the middle of our busy lives. Help us today as we listen out for your voice and follow you. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. And just remember, Jonathan is spelt J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family, and follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.